Thank you. So, as Pam said, winter is starting soon. 4 days from now, on December 21st, we celebrate the winter solstice. And for thousands of years, the winter solstice has been celebrated around the world, marking the beginning of winter. For many ancient cultures, the winter solstice symbolizes a time of rebirth and renewal. As the waning daylight hours slowly begin to reverse and the days grow gradually longer, as the earth reaches a geographical tipping point, the winter solstice may symbolize for us as well a pivotal part in our cosmic journey, reminding us of the cyclical nature of life as we move from darkness to light and back again. It is here that the familiar adage, "It is darkest before the dawn," rings truest. Reflecting on our own lives, we may understand that times of enlightenment are often, if not always, preceded by times of darkness. Our observation of the winter solstice makes space for us to reckon with the inevitability and usefulness of winter, the necessity of transition, and the promise of transformation and growth. In the depths of darkness, when the world seems cloaked in shadow, we may feel neither light nor enlightened. Yet within the darkness lies a profound sense of wonder and promise. I spoke earlier about the season of Advent being a time of waiting and anticipation of a spiritual awakening. But in the secular world, the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is often marked by the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping and holiday travel. This means that the preparation we make for festal celebrations and holiday gift giving often eclipse the spirit of reverence that might help us, even if only for a moment, to disconnect from the mundane and to connect more deeply with our divine consciousness. In our modern world, saturated with noise and distractions, Advent beckons us to reclaim moments of stillness, to listen to the silent melodies within our souls. It is an invitation to peel back the layers of our hurried lives and to ponder the deeper questions that resonate within each of us. What brings meaning to our existence? What nourishes our spirits? What connects us to each other and to the vast cosmos? Just a second. I admit to being someone whose mood grows dark around the holidays. I don't often get into the holiday spirit until a week or so before Christmas, which coincidentally happens to be just about now. You're welcome, thank you. I have no children, and my social circle is small. I tend not to send cards or give presents, and winter is decidedly not my favorite season of the year. And I am not proud to say this, but I have been known to look upon the holiday season with a cynical eye. Yep, I'm a Grinch. I could even be Ebenezer Scrooge, depending on what day it is. The whole thing has become much too commercialized for me. And yet, I can't sing a Christmas carol without crying. The significance of the story surrounding the man that we know as Jesus, from the miracle of his birth to his message of universal salvation, and the power of the sentiment expressed in the words "peace on earth and goodwill towards men," speaks to my belief that we are redeemable and that at our core, we are light itself. Regardless of how much I may cling to my bah humbug attitude about the commercialism of the season, I know that within this time is an opportunity for growth and transformation of a spiritual nature. Finding the light within ourselves is what this season is all about. Darkness has been used to symbolize everything from death and despair to ignorance and obscurity. It's not fun. It's not pretty. It feels heavy. But it is only by virtue of darkness that we can recognize the light. And so we do well to give the darkness grace. In this season of anticipation, we are reminded of the power of enlightenment, both literally and metaphorically. We are called upon to seek understanding, to shed light on ignorance, and to illuminate the paths that lead to a more compassionate and just world. Light in action, love in action. This past Friday was the last day of Hanukkah. This year, the Festival of Lights had added significance for many of our Jewish brothers and sisters who feel the overwhelming weight of darkness in the wake of the October 7th attacks on Israel and the response of the Israeli government to those attacks. For sure, that weight is not just felt by those people, but by all people, because we are all people who bear witness to the continued fighting in that religion. People who bear witness to the continued fighting in that region and around the world, and to the growing expressions of religious intolerance in our social and political circles. Whether in defiance or reverence, candle lighting rituals not only bring light into the darkness and give us hope, they also help us see ourselves more clearly. They help us create space for peace to prosper in our hearts and in our lives. Such rituals remind us to lean into the sacred place that lies within each of us, the part of us that knows who we are and why we exist. Taking stock of ourselves often requires us spending a bit of time in the dark. The darkness of the winter solstice serves as a canvas upon which we can paint our hopes, our dreams, and our aspirations for the future. It invites us to delve deeper into ourselves, to reflect on our own inner light, and to nurture the spark of enlightenment that resides within each of us. Let us embrace this season as a time of introspection and deepening faith. May we emerge from this darkness with a renewed sense of purpose, a deeper understanding of ourselves and others, and a commitment to kindle hope and light in the world. As we move through this season of darkness and light, let us celebrate the promise of brighter days ahead. Let us carry the warmth of this enlightenment within us, guiding us through the darkness and present to the ever-present potential for a brighter tomorrow. In closing, I offer a solstice poem by poet Susan Cooper, titled The Shortest Day. So the shortest day came, and the year died. And everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight, this shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land. They carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year and every year. Welcome, Yule. This begins our time of congregational reflection. If anyone would like to offer a reflection, we will bring you the microphone, or you can feel free to come up. If you are someone joining us by Zoom, please just raise your hand and unmute. I think it's the second one in. Yeah.
my name is Gretchen. Yes, hi, my name is Gretchen. It's very important to me to have people be included. But I am willing to risk on the air of caution. I brought in Christmas ornaments and a marker. I would like people to write their name and 2023 on the bulbs and perhaps privately ask me not to do it for the five people on Zoom. Okay, that's it. Well, yeah, but people tend to leave immediately, and I want to include the people who tend to leave.
So Gretchen, do I understand that you're inviting that if someone on Zoom would like a bulb made in their name and put to the Christmas tree, that you will do it for them?
Yes.
All right. So we extend that invitation to anyone on Zoom today who would like to have
maybe
a Christmas ornament. Just being clear, Gretchen.
I just want to say thank you for the service today. And I also, that poem is beautiful. I've heard it before, but it really is beautiful. And I think this year I'm really realizing too that the winter solstice, I think I really connect with the winter solstice more than Christmas or the holidays. And you know, I'm so happy on Thursday that we'll start getting more light.
Yes, more light is good.
Yeah, thank you for your message, Lane. I probably would have to admit to at least a little touch of Grinch also in relation to the commercialization of, you know, of the season and the focus on materiality and materialism that is hard not to see all around us. It seems to call for a little more of a conscious effort, perhaps, as compared to some other times. To go within or to, you know, maintain some inner stance, inner connection in relation to spirit amongst the busyness. And that's what I feel called to. So thank you.
Thank you, David. Bill, I saw your hand.
Yeah, I'm debating what to say exactly because the topic is so complicated. I'm sure that you could help if you knew that that's where I was going, but you don't. I want to discuss the importance of light and the importance of being a spirit. I truly believe that each of us are a spirit and that we contain a light, that we share that light with each other. We show that light with as much intensity as we have energy to do so. And that's how we make it through this life. This particular period of time, because of the solstice, we need to shine our light as bright as we possibly can, particularly in lieu of what is going on around the world. I guess we can stop being focused.
Thank you, Bill. That is absolutely appropriate and welcome. Thank you. Nothing could be truer.
Hi, Ralph. I'm somebody that grew up with elaborate Christmas celebration, but haven't had a tree in many years, Christmas being the time when I would travel to visit family. And the thing that's delightful in recent years is I now have two other celebrations to do since I've been with Janet. We do both Hanukkah and also the solstice.
Hi, I'm Pam. I just would want to throw in a shout out to darkness because there's a lot of beauty and as the hymn was saying, the calm, the quiet, the lovely things that get associated with that. It's also, you know, it's lovely that it's a juxtaposition to light, but it is also an entity in itself that is necessary if a seed's going to bloom. It needs to be dark because the light is going to affect it differently.
Thank you. Yes, I knew all the wisdom that needed to be spoken was going to be spoken out of this congregation. Yeah, lovely. Anyone else? Thank you, everyone. So we're going to conclude our service. We have a closing hymn and then our chalice extinguishing. There are also some announcements. Pam, I'm looking for, I don't know if you know, there is a multi-congregational winter solstice service on Zoom. It's Friday. Do you recall what time it is? Okay, we will let you know. We will put something out in the fourth word if you are wanting to do an actual winter solstice service. Yes, Janet.
I am doing at my home a winter solstice ceremony. It's on.
Do you want, Janet, why don't you use the mic on so everybody can hear you? Is that okay?
Hi, I'm doing at my home a winter solstice ceremony on Friday at 1:30, and all are welcome to come. If you are going to come, I just want to know so I can set up enough chairs. But I really, it's the winter solstice is really dear to my heart, and this is the second year that I will be doing a ceremony. So just if you are gonna, if would like to come, just let me know.
Is it available on Zoom?
No. No, I'm sorry, I'm not doing Zoom. I don't do Zoom. But I welcome any and all of you to come. I live in Mohegan Lake at 492 Panorama Drive, but if you are interested in coming, just let me know so I can have a chair for you.
Thank you for that invitation. Very generous. Thank you. Any other announcements? After service, we hope you'll stay and place one or two decorations on our Christmas tree.